A consignment of German weapons makes its way eastward. These are elements of a Patriot missile battery which is being deployed in Poland. They're being sent there to protect the Poles against malfunctioning Russian rockets that may miss targets in Ukraine.
Poland, after Slovakia, is now our second area of operations, and the training of Ukrainians on the Patriot system is also running simultaneously. Therefore, it only makes sense that, for the time being, this deployment in Poland will be limited to 6 months, and then we will have to see how it will continue in the future.
But in Ukraine, the need is for tanks, specifically the German-manufactured Leopard 2 main battle tank. Many analysts consider it to be the perfect weapon system for Ukraine, which would give it a material advantage over Soviet-era tanks which make up part of the Russian forces. The Leopard 2 is in the arsenal of many EU countries, and several have said they want to give some to the Ukrainians, but can't without German permission. Since they manufacture the tanks, they hold the re-export rights. Now, Poland says it is considering sending them to Ukraine even with no German authorization.
We will seek this approval from Germany, but this is a secondary issue. Even if we don't get such an approval in the end, we will give our tanks to Ukraine anyway, within a small coalition of countries, even if Germany isn't in that coalition.
For months, the Leopard 2 issue has been growing in importance in Germany. Many politicians from within the coalition and without are now arguing in favour of releasing them, including the foreign minister, who told French TV on Sunday, if asked, Germany would not stand in the way. Until now, the weapons systems Germany has allowed to be deployed to Ukraine have been predominantly defensive, but main battle tanks are mostly offensive instruments. Ultimately, the decision to allow German-made tanks to be used against Russian forces in Ukraine is one for the Chancellor, Olaf Scholz. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.